This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep. As always, White House statements on this issue seem very clear.
The policy of the United States is not to torture. The president has not authorized it. He will not authorize it.
That's how White House spokeswoman Dana Perino put it. But as always, there's the question, what is the meaning of torture? Perino's denial came after the New York Times described secret Justice Department memos. The memos authorized CIA interrogators to use stress positions, extreme temperature, and physical beatings. NPR's Ari Shapiro is tracking this story. Ari, good morning.
Good morning.
How significant is it that these New York Times revelations come out just as the Senate is about to consider the president's nominee for attorney general?
It's going to make the confirmation hearings more difficult for Judge Michael Mukasey. The senator, Patrick Leahy, is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he basically added this to the list of issues that the White House has not accommodated Congress on. He asked for memos describing interrogation policies more than a year ago. It was almost exactly a year ago. It was November of 2006. The White House has not obliged, and yesterday Leahy said those matters now encumber the Mukasey nomination, and as he knows, he will be asked about them. The reason Mukasey knows this is that before news of these memos even came out, Leahy sent Mukasey a letter describing the questions that he may ask him at the confirmation hearings. And even then, that letter included the question, do you believe that the president has authority to override legal requirements and immunize acts of torture? At the White House yesterday, spokeswoman Dana Perino said that's fair game.
If at his hearings, the members of the Senate want to have a conversation about whether or not this country follows its laws when it comes to interrogation techniques, we could have that discussion. Obviously, Judge Mukasey is there for, to have a confirmation hearing and to see if on the merits he should be the Attorney General of the United States. We think he should be, and the senators are free to ask him whatever questions they want.
Leahy did set a tentative date for Mukasey's confirmation hearings yesterday. He said they could begin October 17th. So basically, it looks as though Leahy wants these documents from the White House, but he's not going to hold the nomination hostage if he doesn't get them.
Well, now, it sounds like, Ari, that some senators, anyway, want reassurances that the Justice Department is not going to sign off on effectively ignoring or changing the law. Can Mukasey promise that he's not going to do that?
It's going to be really hard. I mean, the administration has stuck to this line, we do not torture, but we will not discuss specific interrogation tactics. And without changing one of those two points, it's really hard to move the ball forward on this discussion. Now, what Judge Mukasey can do is give broad assurances that he'll sort of offer a backstop against the White House on all kinds of issues, not just detainee treatment, but political influence on law enforcement and all of these other things that the former Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, came under really harsh criticism for.
Well, now, wait a minute. How can a guy who works for the president, who was appointed by the president, promise that he may not follow the president's orders if he doesn't like them?
Well, this is the catch. The Attorney General occupies a really unique position in the president's cabinet where he's the president's guy, sure, but his primary duty is to the rule of law. So while he may be very close to the president and charged with carrying out the president's law enforcement priorities, he also has this responsibility to be, in some sense, apolitical and apply the rule of law without fear or favor.
Okay, so if he's applying the rule of law, does anybody know what Mukasey thinks about torture?
Not explicitly. As a judge in New York, he tried some high-profile terrorism cases. He has written about the subject of terrorism trials and national security, so clearly he has thought these matters through, but he hasn't said anything explicitly about coerced statements. On the range of issues that Mukasey may cover as Attorney General, national security appears to be the area where he's most conservative. Senators are basically saying they're going to have to wait and see what he says at his hearing. But, you know, one of the catches here is that everybody knows what the right answers at these hearings are. People thought Gonzalez gave the right answers, and then they criticized him for going back on them. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens at the hearing.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Ari Shapiro.